Good morning, good morning. You guys hear me? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, great. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the 18th Annual Usenix Security Symposium. I am sure that you guys are all as excited as I am to get the show on the road. It's been a lot of hard work to get us here. I think for some of you who were around yesterday, you heard that it takes a lot of work to get us here, and in the next couple of minutes, I'll try to give you some perspective, at least from my point of view, what the process was like. So as traditional and customary with this program, we're going to start off with some statistics on the number of submissions that we received. So we got 176 papers, and one was withdrawn by the authors. Three were summarily rejected, and these were rejected because the authors tried to play this game of double or triple submitting their submission in parallel to other conferences. You'll get caught. It's a small community. Guys, don't do that. Their papers were automatically rejected from all the other conferences at which they were submitted. So these three papers were taken out of the commission very early on in the process. That left us with 172 papers to consider. Each of these papers were reviewed by at least three people. In several cases, there were up to about six reviews on a paper. So a lot of hard work went here. Last night, I took a quick look at overall the number of reviews we had in the system, and there's at least 702 pages of reviews, excluding all the online discussion that went on. In the end, we selected 26 papers for the program, which you'll be seeing over the next couple of days. Having read the vast majority of these papers, I was really optimistic that this number would be higher, but as we'll see over the next couple of slides, you'll kind of figure out what happened. Okay, so I think we're also close to record attendance here. We have about 420 people registered at this point in time, and the Usenix staff thinks that's going to grow to about 450 given past history of this conference. So great. Again, thanks and welcome. Great to have you all here. It's also great to see a lot of familiar faces. It's kind of sad, though, for me, because I remember being the young guy in the crowd, and now this is not the case anymore. Okay, so let's see. So we opened the submission system on January 4th. I had to take a break from my vacation and kind of make sure this was up and running. And January 4th, the site went live, and the deadline was February 4th. And the deadline was 11:59 PST. And as you can expect, you know, we saw over time, a few submissions came in pretty early. I think the first one was about 2 days after the submission site opened up. And that paper was submitted and never edited or never uploaded, so it never changed. So I'm sure you can guess what happened with that paper. But over time, we started to see more submissions coming in, about over 25 before the deadline day of February 4th. Most of these were non-US submissions. And then they slowly started to creep in. I kind of was getting worried on the 4th. I said, wow, we don't have that many papers. What's going on? And then as the day progressed, they started to come in fast and furious. They started to jump. And so this is the actual time. This is the actual time of the first time the paper was submitted. So they started to come in really quickly. And like I said, there were a couple that were early. For the next chair, you got to stay up, because even though this was 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know, that's when the emails started to come in saying, can you please let me update my paper one more time? These were going all until 6, 7 a.m. in the morning, and you know, I kind of said no to all of them. All except, I think, one. They had a legitimate reason. But everybody else has said, the system is down. Sorry, can't help you. I know, I'm mean. So actually, what I wanted to do, so seeing that, especially with the first submission, I wondered how much of this is actually procrastination versus perfection, right? So in fact, because a lot of the papers get edited in the last few hours. So I went back and I looked at the 26 accepted papers and saw what was the last time they got updated. To see whether or not people were comfortable, you know, some of the smart runs submitted their stuff in. They said, you know, nothing I do in the next 24 hours is going to change the game. I'm just going to submit this and go home. Or the professors are trying to, you know, torture their students and say, guys, we got to get this final edit in. We got to get it in. Got to get it in. Unfortunately, the news is not that good. So the vast majority of the accepted papers were still being edited up to the last minute. So, you know, but there are some guys that, you know, called it quits pretty early on, and their papers still got in. So that's some good news. This doesn't show the fact that you know, there are several, lots of the other submissions, of more than half, were also being edited in the last 3 hours, and they didn't get in either. So, but you know, I don't know. It's a mixed bag of news here. So if your advisor says, you know, guys, your chances are better, let's make these final edits, I think it's okay to, you know, call it quits at 6 p.m. I don't think you have to go until 9, but that's just me. Okay. All right. So, like I said, a lot of work went into this process, and I was fortunate enough to have a very strong team. I call them my dream team on the PC. So, I like all the PC members that are in the room. Could you please stand, please? All right. And these guys did a fantastic job, and let's give them a round of applause for all their hard work. There are several others that are not here today, but the list is here and is in the proceedings as well. Is Steve, can you keep standing? Steve Bellevin, who is the chair for the first session. He's back here, so I just wanted you guys to know in the first session, there's Steve, and make sure you see him before things start up. Okay, so. Okay, so I had my dream team assembled. I figured, all right, this is gonna be, this is gonna be great. I have everybody I need. We're ready to roll. I have no problems. So let's tell you a little bit about the pregame show. So we had, for the 172 submissions that we had to consider, we had about a 6 weeks reviewing period where all the reviews came in, and then followed by an online discussion for about 9 days where we still were vetting the papers online and having more discussion about the papers. So 82 papers didn't survive the beginning of day one. Probably something like 100. By the end of day one, they were out. And I took a quick look and went back and looked at what was happening in some of these earlier submissions. So some lessons for the folks in the crowd. So we had a bunch of applied crypto schemes. Six, I checked, were broken, completely broken by members of the program committee. So don't send your weak crypto papers here. We're going to break them too. I think Ian Goldberg and David probably were, the ones that were breaking all these papers. We had, of the real systems papers, I saw 7 subtle attacks shown to undermine these systems, and these were really subtle. In fact, several of the reviewers thought, wow, this paper is awesome, until somebody else said, well, we have a little bit of a problem here. There were at least 23 unrecoverable flaws in logic, design, or evaluation. These papers were taken out of commission, and probably one of the biggest reasons for most of these papers getting out of commission was the fact that they didn't do their homework, right? So that neat idea that you had was probably done before. The old guys in the crowd will tell you they did everything 20, 30 years ago. They're probably right. Go back and look and triple check, because they're going to nail you, and that happened a lot of the times there, okay? So clearly my dream team was hard at work. I figured, all right, these guys are working hard. We're good. So we had the PC meeting was April 6th and 7th in Chapel Hill. Any significance to anybody in here about that day? Come on, Avi, where are you? Avi Rubin, are you here? Tar.
Hale.
Tar.
Hale.
All right, okay. So, you'll see. Duke. Sucks. Okay, anyway, sorry. So the PC meeting was held April 6th and 7th, and there was something really big going on in Chapel Hill the night on April 6th. So if you don't know, it was the NCAA championship between the Tar Heels and some Michigan team. Anyway, so we had 62 papers to discuss, 1.5 days to do it, and all members of my dream team were in attendance, right? So 100% attendance. This was, it's one of the great things about USENIX security is there's a strong tradition of all the PC members, 90% or more of the PC members showing up for the PC meeting. In this case, everybody showed up, and I figured, oh, this is great. And then I started to get a little bit worried. I said, these guys, get paid to take things apart. I have them all in a room, locked up for a day and a half, and I'm sure there are going to be some battles here. And, I kind of was right. So as I said, there was something else going on in Chapel Hill that day, and actually we felt that it was us. Everybody was anticipating the results of what was happening in that room, right? And it was true. I walked around and you could see people glued to the TV. They saw us all walking through the building. Something big was going on. We were there. So we started 9 a.m. We're off. We're running. And by 11 a.m., 6 papers were accepted. Yeah, so we're rolling. I said, damn. I'm good. And so by 11:30, I'm really optimistic. I said, you know, this reaching our target of 30 papers is going to be easy, even probably 33, because I read most of these papers. They're pretty good, right? We're going to get there. So not a problem. Then, you know, as expected, the shouting matches started a bit. And, I've probably served on way too many PCs, but you know that you have to let these guys vent, you know, have to let them flex their muscle, give them some stuff that they can feel like we got our rejects out of the system, right? So, you know, we gave them some papers and, you know, I expected that they were going to tear them down. And in fact, a lot of this discussion was about tearing down some of these papers, realizing that there were some weaknesses in there. And some of that is also reflected in the review. So here you can see one of the reviewers was arguing, hey, you just can't pick and choose the adversary that you're going to defend against, right? And in fact, I have a better one. Here it is. Go away, right? And that was what was happening here. And we had a lot of discussion of others saying, I kind of like your idea, but I think you can do this better. Here's how I would do it. Can you do this better? And, you know, that's it. Nothing you can do about that, right? So we had a lot of that going on. And, you know, my job at this point in time was kind of to sit back, you know, let them do their thing and just trying to keep them in check. And a lot of that happened for a while. And, you know, there was, you know, some a lot of the discussion was right on point, right? So here's another example where one PC member was arguing that, you know, you can't demonstrate a reliable and covert channel if you've managed to detect it, right? So we're done, right? You showed how to kill your own paper, it's done. Or simply things didn't work. If you had taken the time to implement it, as in this case, you would realize that you can't mix model it in the way you do, right? So go do an implementation and then come back. And you'll learn something through this implementation. You can't just go off and, you know, this is using security. We got to see the proof is in the pudding. Go do this. Several papers where we thought that there was an, you know, intriguing hypotheses in these papers, but unfortunately, either the office failed to prove or disprove their hypotheses. So a little bit problematic. So I kind of sat back a little bit and let this go on. It was about 12:30, and when he had about 8 papers accepted. And I honestly was beginning to sweat. I realized we might have a little bit of a problem here. So I changed the game a bit. And again, you've been in enough of these things to know that now, you know, they've vented, and we got to give them that pep talk, let's keep going. And that's kind of what happened here. By 12:30, we had 12 papers accepted. And I, you know, still sense that I needed to do more. So we gave that, you know, yes, we can do talk. And we kind of continued. We took about 15 minutes break to get everybody again encouraged and say, we can do this, guys, we can do this. And around 3 o'clock, we started to make some significant headway. And I said, we're not leaving if I don't get 10 more papers from you before this is over. I switched the game again, and then I gave them a better set of papers, which I thought were a better set of papers to now start looking at. And you know, our job was to find the diamonds in the rough. And pretty much that's what started to happen. You saw people started to jump up saying, hey, this paper is amazing, you know? It's important and timely, it's clever, there's a lot of great stuff here. We love this one. Yeah, so we got a winner. People were standing up saying they think this is strong papers, they feel an ish, this, you know, I'm surprised this hasn't been done before. Again, now we're, you know, they've calibrated, they knew where the bottom of the top was, so now they're more excited about the things that I was showing them. This paper presents and is quite interesting, even surprising. So they were rolling. And by the end of the day, we had 17 papers accepted. And I felt, yeah, we're there. I'm almost there. So we took a break and we were off to dinner. We said, we're done for today. Go off for dinner. Remember, something big was also going on that time. We thought it was us, but there was something big going on at that time in Chapel Hill. So after dinner, you know the outcome of the game. There was parties in the streets. I decided I'm going to leave the party and go home. I got home and I was pretty worried because I turned on the TV and I swear I thought I saw at least Vern Paxson, Tal, and Lucas in the crowd. And I knew that we had a meeting the next morning and I started to panic, right? I'm pretty sure this is Tal. I had a question mark whether that was Vern or Lucas, but I'm pretty sure Tal was in that group. That was Tal right there. And it was even worse. This was what the streets looked like. And this is where the PC meeting was, and I needed to get out of town and get off campus and come back in. And by the time we got home, the news reports were there. You know, they're going to let people want to be able to come back in the next morning. I thought, oh man, what am I going to tell Ellie? I can't get back. But it turned out that, you know, these guys, you know, true troopers, they were there bright and early, 9 a.m. They were there. They were there, back at work, ready to go. I think, you know, it was a little strange because they might have had too much to drink the night before, or they, you know, they partied, they got to know each other a lot better. But we had a lot of strange comments coming out at that time during the PC meeting. One PC member standing up saying, "You crypto guys know you all on crack, right? There's just no way we're taking this. Crypto guys, you guys are on crack." All right. There were comments like "hedgehog in the fog." We still don't know what that meant. You can look it up on Wikipedia. Is there some story about hedgehogs in the fog? We have no idea what was going on there. But, you know, they kept rolling. And there was a lot of that going on. But by around 1:30, we managed to get to 24 papers, and I started to have a sigh of relief. I knew at least I had gotten to more papers than Neil Provost had gotten to, so I was feeling good. But I also, could keep seeing Paul Van Osha the previous year flashing in my mind with that smirk on his face saying, "Yeah, I told you I'm better than you. You're not going to get more papers than I did." So I said, "Oh man, I can't let, you know, I know I can't live, he's never going to let me live this down." So we kept pushing. I had one more talk. And by 3:30, we had 26 accepted papers, and we declared that we had a program and called it a day, right? And everybody in Chapel Hill was super excited, and there were roars, right? And that's why you guys are all here, okay? So anyway, so this is, I thought this entire process was eye-opening. I served on a number of PCs before, but sitting in the chair seats, it's very, very, very different perspective. Okay, so there's several people that I need to thank. I'll go through this quickly. We had a lot of support for the external reviewers. They are all acknowledged in the front matter of the proceedings. We have, alongside the strong technical program, I think we have an outstanding invited talk program, and I'd like to thank Dan Bonet, Patrick McDaniel, and Hugh Thompson for their outstanding work they did in getting all this set up. Dan Bonet is the man. He's my hero. He really came through. We also have Kerry Gates, who's also doing a fantastic job again this year of running the poster session, and Sven is going to run the work in progress session. Okay, you guys have probably heard this many times before. Before my arms were twisted to do this job, they said, "Hey, you're going to work with the best staff possible." And in fact, that was definitely true. I really like to thank the USENIX board in particular for helping guide me through some issues that came up during the process. These things happen all the time. And it was a pleasure to work with the USENIX staff, especially Ellie Young, who runs the show, who's in the front here, and all the members of the staff that I work with. Okay, so this year, we actually had 84 applications for student grant support, which was more than is expected. And I thought even in this tough economic times, the USENIX board felt they had to step up and do something substantial. And they made available $50,000 to help with student support for this conference. And nearly everyone who applied was able to get some money. So they did a fantastic job. I think you should hug a board member when you see them. And I'd like to give them another round of applause for the great work. It's truly outstanding what they did. Lastly, I'd like to thank the UNC Virtual PIT team who helped with some after activities, and this was a virtual demo. And one thing I realized during this time period, well, a number of the PC members participated, as tough as they were during the PC meeting, they came to this virtual tour and they cried like girls. They were all afraid to step off this ledge, which was, you know, pretending to be a precipice, edge of a precipice, and step off. Some PC members were, you know, the words they repeated, "I can't stay here. I actually thought I was going to get fired." They're going to say, "Who are these jokers that you brought to our department?" So that was a tough time. Also like to thank our sponsors. This year, we don't have a gold sponsor. Somebody should really step up next year. But we'd like to thank them for everything they've done to make this conference a success. I'd also like to thank all the authors who submitted papers here. We hope the reviews were helpful to you. And I'm sure that we'll see many of these papers appear at top conferences in the future. Again, I'd like to thank all of you for coming. So let's move on quickly. So instructions, please report to your session chairs in advance. You guys know I saw Steve, so report to him. Their Birth of a Feather sessions are going on. You can host your own, and there's still time to do so, so see the staff at the front. We encourage live blogging at this event, so go for it. Yeah, we want you to go out, go for it and do live login. And video, audio, and slides for the presentations will be made available online. Okay. We also have a number of activities going on today between 6 and 7:30. There's going to be a reception in the ballroom. Please show up. And the poster session and happy hour is also happening. There are some other activities. You guys have probably heard of the USIX Unhackable Server Challenge that's going on, run by Anoop, Giovanni, and Nick. If you have any problems with this event, talk to them. If you like it, talk to them. Okay. There will be an award presentation. I think there's some cash involved today, so tomorrow at 8. Okay. Oops. All right. So the next USIX Security Event has been planned. It's going to be in August in Washington. And Ian Goldberg, who's back here, has somehow been convinced to do this next. So good luck, Ian. I hope you have your Red Bull ready. Okay. All right, so drum roll, please. Yeah, right. All right. So this year, we took a number of nominations for the entire PC on recommendations for Best Paper Awards. And in the end, I decided that there were two papers that most of the PC felt stood a little above the rest. They were all strong papers. And in particular, there were two student-led papers, or papers where the students were the lead authors. And we've decided to give two outstanding student paper awards this year. So the first is Compromising Electromagnetic Emanations of Wireless and Wireless Keyboards by Martin Vagneau from EPFL and his authors. Is Martin here? Should be here. Can you come up quickly? So this presentation will be today at 11 a.m., right after the keynote. So let me rush on this again. There you go.
Okay, thank you.
Congratulations. There's cash in there. Don't lose it. And the second is by Roxana Gimbasu and her co-authors at University of Washington, Vanish, Increasing Data Privacy with Self-Destructing Data. And that paper is tomorrow at 4 p.m. Roxana, you here? Congratulations. Thank you. All right. So there's